I'm Jeff White of the National Association of Shortwave Broadcasters in Miami. From the WWCR studios in Nashville, Tennessee, we bring you Ask WWCR, a bi-weekly presentation of WWCR Incorporated that discusses the operation of WWCR and various topics of interest to all shortwave listeners. Ask WWCR is hosted by Brady Murray, WWCR's operations manager, and by Dr. Jerry Plummer, frequency manager. And now, for broadcast around the world, here is the current edition of Ask WWCR.
Welcome to Ask WWCR, program number 479, intended for broadcast August the 4th through August the 18th, 2017. I'm Brady Murray, joined in studio again by Dr. Jerry Plummer. Doc, how you doing?
Things are good, Brady. You doing all right?
I'm doing real good. A couple of weeks from now, we'll be doing one of these telephonic.
Sure will. We'll do it telephonically, right? From Cape Town, yeah.
Oh, that'll be a first.
Oh, yeah. We've done several continents, though, hadn't we? I mean, you think about it, you know. When you and I were both in Dominican Republic, I guess we didn't do one because there wasn't nobody to call.
Right. You know, we were both there.
Yeah, right, yeah.
We've done Africa. We've done, a lot.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, but
I guess not South America.
No, hadn't done South America. You've called in from
Middle East, for sure.
Eastern Europe, Western Europe.
We've talked in Turkey.
Turkey, yeah. The Dead Sea. We've talked in the Dead Sea. Malaysia,
you know, yeah.
And this will add South Africa to it.
I wonder if the HFCC people have any plans to go to, like, Asia.
I know the next one's supposed to be in KL itself, you know. And I do know that I heard mention just briefly last time around of possibly the Chinese might be wanting to put on another one of them. It should be smack in Asia, Beijing or somewhere. Mm-hmm. But I've been to China a couple times, but only because I was in Taiwan, you know, which is, you know, a little island. Mm-hmm. I haven't been to one of the HFCCs for the Chinese. I understand that WG Tapley has been to one of them.
Yeah.
And we don't even want to talk about it, really.
Doc, we'll start out.
Sure.
We've got a couple of things, listener letters that are stellar.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And I want to start out by at least acknowledging folks have called and called and called and written concerning the power hour.
Yeah, yeah.
And we've talked to everybody individually. There's really not much that we can do to change what's happened with the power hour, except mm-hmm. to say that they're on for the first hour on 7490.
Right.
And they're on all 3 hours on 13845.
Yeah.
And now, in addition to that, they're being broadcast on WRMI.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And the only reason really I've brought it up, except to make sure that folks are aware, is that when they went on WRMI,
right,
our good friend and HFCC head honcho, Jeff White, mm-hmm. did an interview. And for those who are interested, internet access, if you want to know more about HFCC, NASB, these letters that we throw out that are all vital to shortwave and mm-hmm. the continuation of shortwave, that's a real good resource. That program where they talk about sort of the pecking order and how these things happen and mm-hmm. why you can't just switch off of a frequency and how we're protecting each other in the crisis radio.
Jeff did
a really good job with that. And I just wanted to say that that was something that was completely worthwhile to all shortwave listeners, mm-hmm. especially those who are new and maybe don't understand those things.
Exactly, yeah.
And that's why you make these trips. When we talk about Malaysia, Cape Town, South Africa.
What we're really talking about is those relationships about how do we keep these frequencies clear. And Jeff White, of course, I listened to the broadcast too. He was, like you say, Brady, if you want to learn about how shortwave works, that would be an interesting one to listen to. We're good friends, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We have a very good working relationship between us and WRMI, as we do with all the other NASB places. So there's no pecking order between us, and there's no anger or irritation or anything like that mm-hmm. at all. None. And if you listen to the broadcast, you'd see that Jeff answered a lot of questions about shortwave and how does this work and how does that work. You got to give him credit. He's been doing it a long time. He knows a lot about it.
He's really, really good guy, yeah. And he is, man, he's a short waver at
heart. He is. Well, I mean,
he's been involved for decades.
Gosh, and to show again that relationship that we're good friends, we work with each other, we help each other in case of transmitter problems. I mean, ask WWCR more than once a year airs on WRMI. I mean.
It does. So just. You know, to recap, check WRMI. You can check our stream if you want to. Most of the calls that I've had concerning the Power Hour are people who have said, I can listen via stream, but I just choose to listen on shortwave.
Yeah.
People like you and me.
Yeah, that's what we do, yeah.
Now, what we've got to talk about today on the program really is mostly about folks that have no option to listen via stream, people that are not located inside North America.
Yeah, yeah, and they don't have that ability. That's shortwave city they're talking about, you know.
So let me start with this.
Please.
Received today, well, yesterday, August 3rd. We're in here August 4th. August 3rd, dear WWCR staff, I would like to report a reception of your shortwave radio broadcast. And he made a couple of recordings. You've listened to them.
Yeah, I have, yeah.
And he says, reception report to WWCR, focus on the family in Russian.
Oh, yeah.
And says that occurred on July 28th from 11:30 to 11:45 UTC. The frequency there is 15,795 kilohertz.
Yeah.
15,795, as we'd say, sort of shortened.
Yeah.
SINPO of 35433. Got a little handheld Dejin 1103. This is pretty important. I want to make sure that I mention this. Place of receiving. He's outdoors.
Okay.
It's not always the most convenient, but for folks who call and say there's terrible static, something going on, if you have a handheld radio, the first thing you should do is just walk outside.
Oh, yeah.
See if
oh,
it
yeah.
clears up.
Yeah. I've had luck just tapping it up against a window, too. You know?
Anything to get you away from
That's right.
Lights, things in your home that, that might be creating. That
buzz and
if the signal strength meter's there, if it's got one, you know the signal's coming in, you're dealing with some sort of a
internal
local problem.
Yeah, it's a local problem,
and it could be a radio station across the way, or it could be something as simple as the lights overhead.
Oh yeah
There's a magic spot in your home.
There is.
That
there
will
is.
Work just fine. And as you've said many times, Doc, it's not particularly expensive to just put a wire outside your house.
Oh, yeah, yeah, no kidding.
Not expensive at all.
President Lin's got one. Wire. It's just a piece of copper wire. It's about 15 foot long. It attaches to the top of her Grundig radio, and it just runs right outside the window, and it just immeasurably picks up the reception, you know.
So
just
external antennas do a lot. Yet, Victor in Russia, no external antenna, just walked out, used the telescopic antenna, and he for sure heard Dr. Dobson and Focus on the Family.
That's in Russian.
And this is old recordings in Russian. He says Dr. Dobson interviewed writer Gene Larson, and technical remarks, he says, audible fair signal with moderate fading and slight noise, in parentheses, thunderstorm, no interference, overall fair signal.
That's in Russia, right?
I'll take fair.
Yeah.
Russia on 15795 WWCR is broadcasting in Russian, and he says, in closing, please allow me to extend my best regards to all the sincere and dedicated staff members at your station, and wishing you success, health, and peace. And that's
good.
That is well received. We appreciate it. We're happy that he's able to listen. And Doc, Russia,
it's a long ways away.
It's a long ways away, and
that's at 7:95 that we use for 3 hours in the morning, you know, and that's also gets a real good reception in Bulgaria too.
Yes,
in Sofia,
which is a close neighbor in terms of worldwide stuff.
No
Doc,
kidding.
Have you read recently? I know that you keep up with this stuff a lot. VPN stuff, laws against that in Russia.
Yeah,
That's being able to, you could probably say exactly what VPN is, but that's like being able to access another machine.
Yeah, it is. It can be kind of dangerous.
There's a lot going on with internet communication in countries like Russia, China, that
Eastern
you
Europe,
can say these folks have internet, but based on research, it's not really the same internet that we have.
No, it's not.
And there's a lot of stuff out there that you can read and draw your own conclusions. But for someone in Russia to say, we got this program directly from Nashville, Tennessee, in the United States of America, that is, like, not filtered, not censored, nothing blocked. Straight. It's just coming straight from the source.
Straight from the shoreline.
And there's nothing about Dr. Dobson and Focus on the Family that's, like, politically objectionable, in my opinion. It's just information.
Yeah, it's pure.
And so I want to point out that the contrast there between a lot of North Americans who say, I could listen on the stream.
But I can't.
In this case, this is somebody who probably cannot.
No, no. Well, I've got one the very same way.
And that really... segues right into what you've got. Doc, we have mentioned many times on this program that we've got this gentleman.
It's Roberto in Cuba, and we talk about him probably more than we talk about anybody outside of Terry from Alabama, you know, because we
got to do a whole show related, you know, on the topic of Terry just to make up.
We
that.
Do to make up. We have tried.
Maybe we'll make a Christmas special just for Terry.
That's an idea.
That's an idea.
We have repeatedly sent this poor man QSLs, and he has never got them.
Now, if memory serves, I think that this is the first piece of postal mail that I've received from this gentleman. I think every other communication has come by email.
Yeah, so maybe we're going to get lucky. Maybe.
I've already responded to this, but this is a stellar reception report. This is getting the most for that postage stamp.
Oh, it is. Well, we've sent him. We've tried to send him three, and they're based off three reception reports he sent regarding our 7520, our 6115, and then our 4840. And all have SINPOs of 34333, 34333, and all of them. And he's doing his receiver is a ICF SW7600GR, and like you just mentioned, it's got a 10-meter long wire antenna that's attached to it.
Mm-hmm.
On all three of these, he's got the first one is 45333 on 7520. Descriptives, frequency, Aldea, you know, the one, Spanish
language DX program.
And he writes to you, this is a letter, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I hope at the moment you read this message, all's going well. I'm Roberto. I recognize I've sent many email to you, but I truly tell you I haven't received yet any QSL or snail mail from the letters department. And he's again just thinking, he said, I would really appreciate one of the QSLs from NASB. And there's also one that I remember you took the picture for of Nashville City at night.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when you did that. And poor Roberto, he says, here is attached money for postage too. I mean, it's not that we're really sending them to you, just
and
not
these three have gone back by postal mail.
Yeah.
And I mean, Doc, it's not hyperbole. I pray that these get to this.
I do too.
Because he really wants them. And I did find three separate QSL cards.
Mm-hmm.
But just to recap that, first of all, this is Cuba.
Yes. It's Savannah,
formerly,
Cuba.
Formerly, you know, no information coming back from Cuba on our signals. And the second thing is he's giving you three frequencies that are all evening time frequencies.
Yes.
Not only that, but three different transmitters.
Oh, yeah. 7520, 6115, 4840. Yeah.
So that is transmitter 4, transmitter 3, and transmitter 1.
Yeah, yeah. And all with the same shortwave. All with a in fact, one of them, two of them, the 7520 and the 6115, are just straight telescopic antenna, you know. It's.
And again, Doc, we go back to what I was touching on with this Russian reception report.
Cuba
yes. is in the United States, at least. I've not been there to confirm this. A lot of old stuff there that hasn't been updated.
Yeah.
I'm doubting there's much in the way of internet infrastructure.
No stream stuff.
Been a strained relationship between Cuba and the United States for a long time. That's not something that you or I can help, but we can certainly be pleased that we're reaching Cuba and that we have confirmation.
Oh, yeah, we got proof of that.
And rest assured that three separate QSL cards were returned by mail with an international stamp.
Oh, yeah.
And I really, really hope that this
I hope so. Roberto, we've got a letter from you. We're hoping. I pray this time that you'll get that one from us.
I do too, Doc. Next time for show 480, you'll join us telephonically, right?
Yeah, telephonically, South Africa.
Until then.
Ask WWCR is a presentation of WWCR Incorporated. If there are any questions that you would like to have answered during the show, send them to Ask WWCR, 1300 WWCR Avenue, Nashville, Tennessee, 37218, USA. You can also send an email to askwwcr@wwcr.com. That's askwwcr@wwcr.com. Be listening for your questions to be answered on future editions of Ask WWCR.